In a global economy, businesses rely on being able to share data. A new European ruling throws that into question. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. In the latest consequential decision in a long-running campaign by European privacy advocates, the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg has ruled that an agreement known as Privacy Shield does not comply with EU protections around personal data. Privacy Shield isn't an app or a type of server. It's a set of legal rules for moving information between the EU and the US, and it's relied on by thousands of companies to move digital information seamlessly. For context, all this goes back to 2013, when Edward Snowden's leaks exposed how US government surveillance programs were collecting information from private businesses. Adam Satriano is the European technology correspondent at the New York Times. He says it's hard to tell exactly what happens next.
It creates a lot of uncertainty for thousands of businesses. It's unlikely that there's going to be any big breakdown in internet service or that companies are going to suddenly face some really drastic consequence. But it creates a lot of legal uncertainty and a lot of business opportunity for lawyers because they now have to come up with a new legal mechanism for sending data back and forth between the EU and the United States.
Does this fit with Europe's previous stances on data privacy, which it does take very seriously, or is this a kind of separate issue?
The core elements of this are an important one, which is that Europeans view data privacy as a fundamental human right, and they have recently, and back in 2018, passed another law called the General Data Protection Regulation, which enshrined a lot of other privacy rights. And that served as a model for laws passed in California, for instance. And so this is just fits within that tradition in which the Europeans hold privacy very dearly, and often that can conflict with some American intelligence programs in the way that some American intelligence laws are written.
So who really wins here?
The lawyers are definitely one of the big winners in this. There are scores of companies who closed down their office who were complying with the law, and they woke up and they're no longer complying with the law. And so they need to come up with a new way of sending data back and forth between the United States and Europe. And there is talk of providing a grace period. There's another question of how tightly this will be enforced, particularly quickly because of the difficult position it puts in lots of businesses. There's a lot of uncertainty and some scrambling going on within businesses, big, small, and everywhere in between.
How have tech companies responded to this?
They were disappointed that Privacy Shield was invalidated because it's something that they use, but they were happy to see that some of these alternative contracts were allowed because many of the companies use those. Big tech companies, they have big legal departments and scores of resources that they can kind of throw at the problem. But there are lots of other companies who potentially don't. Privacy Shield, for instance, has more than 5,000 companies who are signed up to use that legal mechanism to transfer the data. And if you scroll through the list of companies, many of them are ones you've never heard of. They're small to medium-sized businesses.
And it's the small businesses that may really feel it. The bigger ones have the resources to pay those lawyers. Adam Satriano is a technology reporter at the New York Times. And now for some related links. Adam talked about the response from tech firms, but we'll link you to a blog post from Julie Brill at Microsoft. She has the great title of Corporate Vice President for Global Privacy and Regulatory Affairs and Chief Privacy Officer. She explains that Microsoft has used overlapping legal protections for years, both Privacy Shield and one of the alternatives that he mentioned called Standard Contractual Clauses. The company now says it'll work with EU and US regulators to address the issues raised by the ruling. Well, just as the EU says it's not satisfied that data is safe from surveillance from the US government, the US is stepping up its complaints against China's state surveillance. Yesterday, the US Attorney General, William Barr, accused big tech of collaborating with China. In a speech, he called out Apple for removing apps at the request of the Chinese government and for transferring some of its data to servers based in the country. Barr suggested that Apple iPhones wouldn't be sold in China if they were impervious to penetration by Chinese authorities. He also added that Hollywood's routinely caved into pressure and censored their films to appease the Chinese Communist Party. Another target of the US government, Huawei, was banned this week from the UK's 5G network build-out. The US has long said that Huawei's equipment can be used by Beijing for espionage. The US actually imposed sanctions on the firm in May, disrupting its supply chain, and that led to the UK's decision to not use it. A decision that will apparently add $2 billion to the cost of the UK's new network and delay the rollout by at least 2 years. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer, Michael Lipkin's our senior editor, and Becca Weinman's our engineer. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.